Chapter 11, Mishnah 1. Sluchis shenicha megula. If a man left a flask of chattis water uncovered, ubo matza mechusa, and he comes along later and he finds it covered. So in this case, is the Mishnah psula. The water is unfit to be used, and the reason being that we worry that somebody came along and covered it who wasn't pure for the chattis procedure, and therefore the water is possibly pasul, and we declare it pasul. We don't use this water. If he left it covered, uvo matza magula, and he comes along late and he finds it uncovered. So here we worry that it was a creature that moved and not a human being, because we hold that a human being generally covers things up, generally doesn't uncover things. Says the Mishnah, if it is possible that a weasel could have come and drunk from it. And as we learned earlier, a weasel renders the water unfit if the weasel drinks from it, because we say it like spits back into the water. Or nachash ledivrei Rabban Gamliel, or even if a snake, according to Rabban Gamliel, because he held previously that a snake also renders the water unfit if it drinks from it, because it spits back into the water. Or shiyared batal belaila, or if it was left overnight and there was dew fell into the water. So in these cases, pasula, it is unfit and can't be used. Hachatis ein nitzula b'tzmid persil, a chatis that is not protected by a exactly fitting lid, meaning that if the earthenware vessel contains the para ashes or water sanctified by the ashes, and it's covered with this lid, and it shares a tent with the corpse, it's not protected. And we've touched on this before. And the reason being that it has to be, we learn out from the pasuk, it has to be in a pure place. So even if it's got a completely sealed in the container, but it's not in a pure place, it is invalid. Carries on the Mishnah, umayim she'anin mekudashin, water which is not sanctified, nitzulin b'tzmid patil, is protected. If the ashes haven't been put in the water, and it's inside this container, and the container is sealed, the earthenware container is sealed, and it's placed in, let's say it's in a tent with a corpse. So it is protected, because that special halacha of it having to be in a pure place only applies when the water and the ashes have been mixed together.